And welcome back to your extended news at noon. I am Tracy Morgan. We are going to be taking the time today with V&A Lutheran Senior Life. And the reason being is because we understand from the company that individuals are now able to receive a vaccine for COVID-19 in their home. And so I wanted to talk about that with V&A because this is the first that we're hearing of this. And so Margie Walsh is with us, the executive director. Margie, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me.
Is this just with the V&A at this time, or do you know of other agencies where they're having the opportunity to offer the COVID-19 vaccine in people's homes?
Well, I cannot speak for local organizations, but I had reached out to Butler Hospital. It originally started because we were hearing from some of our home health and hospice patients that were unable to get to the vaccine clinics that needed the vaccine. So to answer your question, I am sure it is available to others. We really took that initiative to say, we received calls from the community and then around patients that were saying, is there a possibility of our family members homebound, our patients are homebound, we cannot get them out. So that kind of is how this all originated, was just a phone call to Butler Hospital to kind of see what our options would be to get them taken care of.
So this is more through a partnership. This is not a state-level decision or a federal decision. This is a partnership that you took on the initiative, and that's where we are.
Absolutely. Obviously, the Department of Health and the state are actually you have to be a provider of the vaccine, and Butler Health System is the provider. We are just administering it. So their pharmacy draws it up. We pick it up at their clinic. We're given an expiration date, a lot number, and then exactly how much time we have to get that vaccine into the arms of individuals. So it is quite a coordination, but we are not a provider. We're really just administering it for Butler Health System to the community.
You're not here to speak on behalf of the Butler Health System, but I'm going to ask this question anyway, because the question is going to be, are you taking away any supply from the hospital? But I ask that knowing that even here at the radio station, we continually say there are appointments available. So I will ask you through your lens, through the V&A Lutheran Senior Life, can you talk about that at all? Is there any supply that you're taking away from the hospital?
That's an excellent question, because we are not doing patients to replace the patients who are able to get to the clinic. We are specifically only looking for that population of people that cannot get out. And I'll use an example. There actually has been people who had to utilize ambulances to get their loved ones to a clinic. And so, Butler Health System, they've actually asked on us to help some of the people who have contacted them. It has also morphed into a relationship we have with Area Agency on Aging, who also knew of people in the community that were unable to get to the clinic. So we are not depleting any supply for the hospital. We are specifically looking at those homebound patients. We're not a convenience to get to people's homes. This is really, truly a specific set of people that, really were truly didn't know where to turn to get a vaccine to family members or loved ones.
Are you serving only V&A clients or patients, or is this open to the community? If somebody is listening to us right now and they say, well, I've never used the V&A, but I can't get to a vaccination site, is this available to them?
Yes, and actually, even before we had contacted the hospital, we were starting to get those calls. Obviously, nationally, there have been other services out there, and I can tell you the V&A of New Jersey was providing vaccines, and so we were getting calls to say, hey, wait a minute, why aren't you guys providing the vaccine also? So we really did. Was obviously a need out there, but we are open to the community. We have received calls. People are referring to us if they hear of someone that needs it. So we truly are. We are following all the guidelines. Obviously, we're open to all ages at this point, But at the time, we were following all the guidelines of the phases that the hospital had to adhere to. So we really truly followed the protocol that the state was mandating for receiving the vaccine. And obviously, as most people who are in the community that are homebound or ill and can't get out, they met the criteria because of their medical condition. So yes, we are open to the community. We encourage people, again, to really look at this as a specific population of people that need it, that, again, we're not just going to homes because they would rather not go out today in the snow. But we really, truly want to make sure that we are hitting that specific population of homebound.
And I like to date some of these programs in case folks are listening to us online. And yes, you did say snow, and it is April 21st. So we'll just verify.
Yeah.
Today is the day. Yeah, we are talking to you today at the end of April in snow. If I understand this correctly through the VNA Lutheran Senior Life, when you provide home health care services, you need a doctor's script. And correct me if I'm wrong in that. Do you need a doctor's script in order to get the COVID-19 vaccine?
No, it does not require a physician's order. It is open to the public just as it is at the clinics. You know, obviously, if there is any concern about receiving the vaccine, we encourage them to reach out to their physician to be sure that they are advised by their medical physician on whether or not to receive it. But, you know, everyone is encouraging our community members to be vaccinated. So I don't, you know, I spoke to Butler Health System. This was at the beginning, and they had given, I want to say they told me 60,000 vaccines, and they had like one person who had an elevator, their heart rate was accelerated. That was it. They've had no side effects. So we felt very comfortable, although we do go out with an adverse a medication kit with us so that, you know, in just in case we have those medicines available. And that was specifically from our medical director who gave us that advice on what to take with us. So it, you know, we come out prepared. It is quite, it's a very delicate timing of getting out there. We are at that clinic every day picking up a limited number of those vaccines. And then we get them in the hands of our nurse, who starts out on her mission to get out to the home. And, you know, we have to do the waiting time. It's very different than going to a clinic because, you know, they're mass vaccinating. And we're doing them individually. We have to wait in the home for those 15 minutes after the vaccine. So it's a little bit more time consuming with the travel, et cetera. So we're not doing a massive amount of them. But we are hitting the population that needs it.
Again, this is Margie Walsh on the phone with me, Executive Director of the VNA here in Butler Lutheran Senior Life, of course, the partnership there with that company. And we're talking about how now the community is able to receive COVID-19 vaccines in their home if you're not able to get to one of the vaccination clinics. And we'll talk about how you can call the VNA here in just a moment to take advantage of this opportunity. But as you're talking, Margie, I'm wondering if somebody already has an appointment with a VNA for something totally unrelated, can this vaccination be given as, in a sense, an afterthought of that appointment? Like, let's say you're at someone's home and they say, oh, you know what, I heard this on the radio. Can you just go ahead and give me the shot? Is that an opportunity? Is that an option? Or do you have to arrange for this appointment specifically for a vaccination?
It does have to be arranged. We need to give notice to the hospital of our numbers in advance. And that's obviously so that they know what to prepare for within their own clinic and then what we are supplementing in the home. So we actually give the hospital 1 week notice of what we're going to need 1 week from today. So we're scheduling in advance, making sure that we're not sending the nurse to all four corners of Butler County in one day. We're geographically looking at hitting northern Butler County, southern Butler County, and trying to combine the people who are calling in so that we can, you know, we can administer as many in one day as possible. We only have 6 hours from the time they draw it up, and the pharmacist draws it up when we walk in that door. so that they're giving us the maximum amount of time to get out to the home. But it is a little bit more time consuming. I can tell you, as if I didn't have an excellent administrative assistant who coordinates all this for me. She MapQuests all the addresses to make sure we have enough time to get between the patients and to be sure, because we're committed to the hospital to make sure that we are getting it out in that 6 hours.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was wondering how you were getting it from one location to another, because don't you have to keep it at a certain temperature in order to keep that vaccine viable?
Well, interesting enough, once it is drawn up, it's actually maintaining the vial of it. The hospital has to keep it at a certain temp. But once it's drawn up, we do not need to keep it at it. We don't have to keep it on ice or below zero or anything to that nature for the 6 hours. So they actually, we do have coolers that we take out. And obviously when the weather does decide to change to get a little bit warmer, we'll be making sure that we keep it cool. But the maintaining that temperature of the vaccine after it's drawn up is not nearly as critical as when it arrives to the hospital.
Now, if this gets too technical, you don't have to answer me, because I know we don't have a whole lot of time. But what do you mean by draw up? For someone who lives this day in and day out, I'm sure it's second nature to you. For those of us who don't live healthcare, what's it mean to draw up?
Okay, well, the pharmacist is taking that responsibility of actually putting the vaccine into the syringe. Obviously, that's so that, you know, they take the accountability for the correct dosage, et cetera, because, again, they are listed as the provider of the vaccine. So that's very critical that they're not just handing us, a massive dose or multiple doses of it and saying, okay, put it into the syringe. That's drawing that up. So they actually do that for us. So when we pick it up, it is ready to go. In the syringe, pre-drawn up with the correct dosage.
And thank you for the quick explanation. Yes. Easy explanation, too. I like that. All right. So let me ask you, because the big question is going to be, what vaccine are you offering? But if you're telling me you're going through the hospital, that would be Pfizer, if I understand that correctly.
That is correct. At this time, we are administering the Pfizer, because that's what the hospital is given. So, until that changes, that is the vaccine that we're providing.
And again, VNA Lutheran Senior Life, you visit people in their homes, whatever that may mean. Is that correct? Like you can go to a living facility or an apartment or a home or where else do you go?
Anywhere that they really do call home. Home health is not, if they are in a skilled nursing facility, obviously, they don't qualify for home health services because they are receiving the nursing services through that facility. But we do go to personal care homes, assisted living, high rises, the senior housing, and obviously people who own their own home or apartments, et cetera. So it really truly is accessible to many different levels. I do know the state is working with the skilled nursing facilities to make sure that they do have adequate vaccines. So we're not that involved with the nursing homes, but we certainly have made ourselves available. If they get new residents that come in to the skilled facility that may need a vaccine because they missed it in their at the hospital or wherever they may have been.
Is this the first opportunity for the VNA to give the vaccination?
Yes. Really, truly, home health organizations are not part of that plan. There are limited providers within the state, and the home health really, truly were not distributed vaccine. We had to, even our staff had to kind of get incorporated into other healthcare provides the most. A lot of our staff got our vaccine at the hospital. It's not distributed to home health. We're kind of, I don't want to sound negative on this, but I do think that the homebound patients were not the first thought of how to get it to them. They were looking at truly getting it out in the vaccine clinics to the mass amount that they could as quickly as possible. And for anyone that's been up to the hospital, what a well-oiled vaccine clinic they have, because they are truly moving so many people through very quickly, which has been phenomenal. So this is really truly a population that may have been just coming out to say, how are we going to vaccinate those people that can't get to the clinic? So I think that, you know, I feel very strongly about that, reaching out to those, to that population, and being able to provide the vaccine to them. It's a good feeling.
The supply demand issue, of course, is a hot topic right now. Not only in our area are we seeing appointments available, but I've seen news stories around the country that others are in the same boat. They're saying we have the supply now, we have open appointments. So where do you see the supply and demand from your vantage point? Again, you're going out to people's homes and offering that opportunity for the vaccination in people's homes, wherever they would call home. Are you still seeing a demand? Are people still asking for this shot?
We do receive calls every day, and we are getting calls from other organizations within our community that are aware of people. And I do want to bring up that, you know, the Area Agency on Aging, who is very aware of people in the community, they may be getting calls and they are referring to us. So we do find that, you know, they may reach out to somebody else, but as long as they know how to get someone to come out to the home. So, you know, it's still supply and demand. I have not, you know, from what I am being told from the hospital, as they are routinely receiving them, and they will let us know if that looks like that's not going to happen. I believe supply and demand, they truly are getting routine supplies. And they are also responsible for entering all the information into the state database. So these are being recorded by the hospital. We get the information back to them. Within 24 hours, they have to have that information entered into the state database. So, you know, those statistics that you hear on the news about how many people in our communities are vaccinated, they truly are, it is truly up to date within 24 hours.
And there's no special approval for this to happen in one's home, correct? There's no pre-approval. It's a matter of if you want the vaccination, you can call the VNA and go forward with this process.
That is correct. And I just want to mention, if somebody feels they have allergies or something that would contraindicate the fact that they should get it, they should reach out to their physician to be sure. But otherwise, you do not need to have a physician's order. And if you give us a call, we will get you on the list and get to you as quickly as possible. Again, we are scheduling out about a week out because we have to have those numbers for the hospital.
One more question for you before I ask you that contact information for people. And it's about vaccine hesitancy. Would you recommend the vaccine to individuals if folks are worried at this point and they just haven't made that call yet or that step yet to go ahead and get the vaccination for whatever reason? What would you tell them?
Well, I am a nurse and I am a health professional. I do encourage it. I have seen the effects of this pandemic on people that I know, patients. It is, you know, we are truly not through this yet. So I personally can say that I support it, and I feel that it is a necessary part of us getting to a new point of our lives where we can get back to normal, is truly getting as many people vaccinated. And I know I see it in your newsletter, et cetera. The numbers are coming back up a little bit with the incidents. I'm seeing younger and younger people being affected. So I do encourage it. And that's a personal feeling of my own that I feel it's necessary.
Margie Walsh, Executive Director, VNA Lutheran Senior Life. Again, we've been talking about how patients, the community members in our area, do have the opportunity to call the VNA and ask for the vaccination shot, schedule an appointment. They will come to your home wherever you call home. And again, this is an opportunity for folks who may not have been able to get out to a vaccination clinic. Maybe you just don't have the means to do so. So this is an opportunity for you to get the vaccine in your own home. So Margie, last question, how do people call you? What is the best way to schedule an appointment for the shot?
I do have somebody dedicated to taking these phone calls and following up with those, but you can call our general number, which is 724-282-6806. And that's our VNA number, and we welcome your calls. We'll work with you. And again, this is not to replace people that can get to the clinic. This is really truly for people who cannot.
Again, the number is 724-282-6806. 724-282-6806. Margie Walsh, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And everybody be healthy.